Welcome to the Williams Neekin YB Hurtin phone conference line.
Good morning. This is Monty. Anybody there this morning on a beautiful Friday?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Doug.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I don't...
Good morning, Doug. I just got your call this morning.
Oh, that's good. That's
later.
Fine. Okay.
Okay, well, it's 7:01 on Friday, 10th, so we'll go ahead and fire off here and be excited about that. And, of course, our mission in the health style is a mission to teach and support the practice of habitual health style choices, becoming more mind and body fit. And that's what the idea of this whole thing is. People are here basically because they want better health, lose weight, gain weight, stabilize themselves, more alkaline, find out food that's good for them, that's not good for them, find out different things about all kinds of things. And that's one of the things I enjoy about this call is it is quite formative as far as I'm concerned. I do a review kind of what happened last week. You missed a particular call or whatever, and you want to know more about it, you can go to allswell.org and pull up the health style calls and go ahead and re-listen to the call if you'd like to. And I know it's been beneficial for me in a few cases where I just was interested more or I wanted to just review that particular call. So anyhow, on Monday we had a new host who will be with us now every Monday, and that was Mary Lou out of Arizona. And basically, she's going to pretty much talk about basics, and the whole idea came about that we just felt that we needed to maybe get back into some of the basics in regards to the health style with Neekin. We talked about the 10 points a day on how if we can stick with that and do those type and get as many points as we possibly can, that our health will increase because they are beneficial to our bodies. She talked about sleep and how we need good sleep and why that's so important in the Neekin mattress pad. She talked about exercise. We need at least 30 minutes a day, and because exercise can be accumulative, what I mean by that is if you do 15 minutes one time and 15 minutes next, that's 30 minutes. If you can only do 15 minutes a day, at least try to get as much in 5-minute increments or do it all at one particular time. But at least get it. At least 30 minutes a day. Now, if you're just on the program or just starting out, that doesn't mean you got to jump right in and do 30 minutes immediately the first day that you start. Basically, whatever exercise you enjoy and can continue to do, it just means that you need to work up to that particular amount of time. She talked about how our water, we need at least 2.4 quarts a day just to replace our normal loss in regards to our body and how much we lose in water on a daily basis, that we need to at least drink 2.4 to replenish those, and more would be more beneficial. She talked about our nutritionals, how they're very important, and now it's good to be on that and be on auto ship because you can get them at lower than a wholesale price, and I thought that was important. And she talked about journaling, how if we don't have an idea and what we have in front of us that we need to print off those journals that are on the Ruth's presentation on her on the Williams site, that we need to do that and record things on a daily basis because it's very important. And we found a lot of us that were on the call and have kind of gotten away from maybe journaling, that we find that if we do that, we basically stick to the program more and we get better results from it. We talked about smoothies, all different types of smoothies. People spoke up and said what they put in their smoothies. And she talked about being 3 balanced meals a day and eat your alkaline-type foods more so than acidic-type foods. And there's a chart there that basically talks about that and our snacks. On Tuesday, Karen basically is Transport and Terrific Tuesday. Some of us shared how we're doing on the program and probably some situations that we might have, so we could talk about that. And she got into her subject, the value. She talked about water, how the value of water basically is so important. And basically that it contains a medium, containing medium pathways for electrolytes and nutrients to our bodies. So that was a nice thing about our water, is because it's broken down, the molecules are broken down because of the magnetism that basically gets into our bodies more. She talked about the energy from food has to have water. In other words, we can eat all the food we want, but if we don't drink water, basically we have digestion problems, constipation problems, and the body really can't absorb the energy. And basically that's how we get our energy, is from food. She talked about dehydration, and if you're 2% dehydrated, it can cause some foggy minds or whatever. And if you're 15% dehydrated, you're basically dead. And basically, she talked about removing toxins from our body, how our body does that, through bowels, urination, sweat, and liver. She talked about 7 powerful herbs and drugs and how they were so important to our health. And they were cloves, oregano, ginger, cinnamon, turmeric, rosemary, and mustard. And she talked about each one of them and the benefit that each one of them has. So if you'd like to know more about them, go on the site. And the nice thing about that was they are all oxidants. They all carry oxidants who are very beneficial to our body. On Wednesday, Ruth will now do Wednesday calls on a weekly basis. She talked about achieving goals. And one of the first goals that we need to achieve if we're going to be on this program and do the best we possibly can, and that's up to each and every one of us, though, and that is to get the 10 points. And what do we eat? What kind of foods do we eat, and are they important to our body? And she talked about how we need to stay alkaline. She talked about success, and I think that's true in basically life, or whether it's this program, or whether it's we have some ideas we want to do in our life. If we don't focus on our goals, that was one of her main subjects that day, and we must have a clear picture of what are we doing, and then go ahead and do it. And then one of the first things we don't want to allow in any particular thing we do, if we've set a goal, and that is don't allow distraction. Now, that distraction can come from a lot of different areas, and come even from family members. You know, it can come from just not taking the time, from procrastination, not doing what we need, know that we need to do. We need to just share and duplicate your goals, which your goals would be ideas, products, and our goals. And I know that's so true in Nikki, and if we don't get out and talk to people about the program or the products or just the idea of it alone by itself, you know, nothing's really going to happen within our businesses. Mary Lou also talked about her in-homes that she was now doing and how they are having success in helping people, and she's getting some great results on that. Thursday, Nancy talked about 7 toxic foods to avoid, and it was nice to hear those. And one of them, of course, the first one is artificial sweetener called aspartame and the bad things that aspartame does on it. And I know for those of you that get Dr. Merkel's newsletter, he had a discussion on that this week also, and how aspartame is probably one of the worst things that we can do to our body. And I really have to admit and know that over the years, drinking diet soda, that I have indulged. I was even up to the point where I was drinking six pack a day, I guess you might call it. And I was, you know, and then you wonder why I had the problems that I had, and I was just inserting all that aspartame within my body, and even some of the foods that I was eating, because when we're a diabetic or we think about the way that the media has talked about low fats and doing all this kind of stuff and how those kind of things are beneficial to it, you'll find out that basically everything, not everything, but most things that are sugar-free or whatever basically have aspartame in them. She talked about the high fructose corn syrup. The vegetable oils basically have a lot of trans fat. She talked about white flour and how white flour is basically not good at all. She talked about, she talked about MSG. She talked about refined salt. In other words, that's table salt that we put on our tables, and how that basically can really cause some problems within our body. But yet, we do need salt, because if we don't have sodium within our bodies, the water molecules and the energy that we need, the cells can't absorb it. So we have to have sodium in our bodies. But make sure if it is, it's like real salt or salts that are basically mined. She talked about MSG and the product called carrageenan. Carrageenan or carrageenan, however you want to pronounce that, and how it is in a lot of the products that we don't know about, and how that is one of the very, very bad toxins that we can put in our body in regards to cancer. And well, we had a lot of good conversation on that and whatever, and that was a very good call because a lot of people got in and discussed things. So that was last week. Does anybody have anything that maybe was your golden nugget or what you heard last week that you thought is important that maybe you'd like to repeat here on the call?
I have one question. How do you spell the carrageenan that you mentioned? I missed that day, and how do you spell that so I can check that out?
Well, I'd love to, but I kind of, when I write, I sometimes don't write the proper spelling.
Nancy?
Is Nancy on the call this morning? Anyhow, it's C-A, I'll give it a shot, okay?
Okay, okay.
C-A-R-R-E-A-G-E-N-A.
There's no A on the end.
No A on the end. Thank you, Ruth.
Okay, thank you.
Sarah Guillen. C-A-R-R-A-G-E-E-N.
We're on Sarah? Sarah Guillen?
Sarah.
Okay.
Kara Guillen.
Yeah, okay. And we find that in an awful lot of products. And I know when we started this program back in January that Ruth had a slide that showed the different toxins that are basically out there and herbicides and pesticides and whatever, and I know that one kind of stuck out in my mind, and I don't know why, but from that point on, every time I picked up something, that was one of the first things I looked at in regards to the ingredients to see that it had in it, not realizing here again that that was a lot of the type of foods and drinks that I was putting into my body that basically had it in it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ruth Jones. Anybody else? Okay, well, I'm going to get into a subject today, and as you all know, I'm pretty excited about coconut oil and the things that it's done for me. But basically, I'm going to speak out of the book called Coconut Cures, Preventing and Treating Common Health Problems with Coconut by a gentleman called Dr. Bruce Fife. He's a ND, and I just like to think it kind of goes back to basics of one of the reasons why coconut is pretty valuable to each and every one of us. But here again, that is your own personal opinion and idea. I'm not a doctor. I'm just going to basically read some things or maybe summarize a particular paragraph in my own words. But right off the bat, he says, I explain how to use coconut to improve your health and prevent illness. You will learn how to use it externally as well as internally. It will make you happy, healthy, and beautiful. And I thought that was kind of important because when I read this chapter, that was one of the first things I realized, that not only is coconut oil good to eat or put in our food, but actually putting it on our bodies or utilizing it externally can be very, very beneficial. And he talks about here about every year he plants a garden, and one summer he spent several hours working under the hot sun. And he could feel that his arms were getting red and whatever, but like most of us, we just kind of think, well, I need to get this done or whatever, so he didn't get out of the sun. And when he finally did come in, his skin was actually red as a beet. It was very painful. So, and then when he jumped in, like we all would do if we're working in the garden, as he took a shower, he found because his skin was burned, it was very sensitive. And I knew I'd be hurting for the next 2 days, as my skin would peel terribly, just as bad as it had many times in the past. And I know that happened to me when I was, of course, a lot younger, working in the hay fields here on the farm, that's basically pretty well much, I got an awful lot of sun during the summer by helping not only my grandfather, but also other ranchers and farmers in the area put up their hay. But anyhow, he put some coconut oil on his burns, and within a half hour, all the pain had vanished and the redness had faded. He says, I couldn't believe it. I didn't expect oil to do this. I used it just to keep the skin from drying out and from getting worse. I was elated, and I had found something that could heal sunburned skin. And he goes on to say that if it would heal sunburned skin, he says, I wonder what would happen if I put it on before I went out in the sun. And the results of that, and I won't get into it in his words, but the results was that next time he went out in the sun and had he realized that wasn't burning. So he was able to stay out longer, and when he came in, he found out that he was actually more tanned than burnt, and he got kind of excited about that. And then he goes on to explain that I learned the reason why islanders, of course, who have a lot of coconut trees and coconut oil, and to make their skin, what they do every morning, traditionally, they wear next to nothing and live in an environment where they are under the hot, burning tropical sun every day. And the oil protects them from the burning rays of the sun. Consequently, they have smooth and beautiful skin and no skin cancer. And they live under intense tropical sun, yet skin cancer is very rare pretty much in the tropics. And there's reasons for that. And because of the medium-chain fatty acids, basically what it does to our bodies. And the traditional remedy among islanders for burns as well as cuts are for cuts, bruises, sprains, insect bites, and other injuries is to apply coconut oil to the injured area. Not only heals injuries, but skin problems of almost every kind. It cleanses the skin, keeps the skin from getting acne, soothes rashes, and kills skin and nail funguses. And one of the reasons I got excited about that when I heard that was my son had nail funguses, such as athlete's foot, jock itch, and ringworm. And that's basically, they found that through studies, certain studies. And that's one thing I want to say about Dr. Fife when he writes his books, is he not only makes comments or talks about studies, but he also, in the back of the book, basically shows the references in regards to the study that was done, so that if people want to, they can go ahead and go on the Internet and pull up that particular study or website or whatever it is, so that they, again, it's not only him talking about it, because we all know he's excited about coconut oil, but it's actually research and study that has been done on particular coconut oil. Now, some people hesitate to eat oil because they haven't been told, they've been told it's bad for them because of the saturated fats. And I know I've heard that a lot, and how saturated fats aren't good for our bodies. I explain that they don't need to consume the oil to experience the benefits. In other words, just by taking the oil and rubbing it on our bodies, in particular, and I know Ruth the other day talked about how Dennis is having some problems with his heel. And in reading this, I kind of thought to myself, boy, that might even help tendons. And they find that it does, because the oil absorbs into the skin very fast, because it's made of medium-chain fatty acids, which absorb into the body. Whenever I meet someone who has doubts, he goes on to say, is whenever I meet somebody who has doubts about the healing powers of coconut oil, I tell them not to take my word for it, but try it themselves. And that's all they have to do to become believers. What it does to the outside of the body, it will do on the inside, and it makes you look and feel younger and healthier. And I certainly believe that. I've used it in a few places on my particular body. On the outside, I had a situation on my foot, and it did clear it up. Daily skincare. It's good for daily skincare. It says using coconut oil as a daily skin lotion will strengthen the skin and underlying tissues, helps protect in injuries, promotes good healing, and fends off, this was interesting to me, which I'm sure I'd heard somewhere, but he says it fends off invading germs that cause infections and illnesses. Your skin will look, feel, and better, softer and healthier. Now, one of the primary functions of the skin is basically to act as a barrier to the disease-causing germs and parasites. That may be in another day, but it is more than just physical barrier, but a chemical one as well. Now, normally when we have oil within our bodies, we oil and sweat. When we sweat, that it mixes with the oil and secreted by the body, produce a chemical environment that is inhospitable to most disease-causing germs. Harmful germs find it difficult to live in this environment, so their numbers are relatively low. The skin basically is slightly acidic. It's about 5.0 on the pH scale, and we understand because of this program about acid-type things and alkaline-type food, and that's the reason that it stays acidic, is to help get rid of some of them germs. Ironically, every time you bathe, and I got to thinking about this when he talks about it, with soap and water, you wash off the skin's natural protective layer. After a bath, when you feel you are cleanest, you are actually most vulnerable to infections. Now, what he says, what basically that I looked at is to say is that when we get into a shower or a bath or wherever we clean our bodies, that basically that makes the body, the skin, it takes away all the beneficial factors of the skin and the acidic of the skin, which basically fight off the germs and infections that can get into our body through little cracks and crevices. He said, goes on to say that for full protection, the oil should be applied over the entire body from the sole of the feet to the top of the head. Now, because I eat a lot of coconut oil and use it in my cooking and whatever, I realize that, boy, that can go a long way. But he says a teaspoon or so is plenty for the entire body. And I would think that what he means by that is you need to warm the oil before you put it on your hands to put it all over your body. But he says a teaspoon will basically pretty much cover the whole body. Apply just enough that it will soak completely into the skin in about 10 minutes. And that's the one thing I've noticed. when I do put it on the external parts of my body, that it does basically absorb pretty fast into the body. You don't want to eat a lot of coconut oil, because if you do, then it's going to pool and get on your clothes and whatever. They also are using it in massage oil. They found that the best combination for massages, because coconut oil itself absorbs into the skin, so when the masseuse utilizes that on our body, she needs one that's going to stay a little bit more liquid, so she can, her hands can slide on our bodies, so she can work the muscles the way that they need to do. And what he goes on here to say is just put an oil, an almond oil at a ratio of one part almond to two parts coconut oil. That gives the oil more lubrication so that the hands can glidely slide over the skin. And a rule of thumb, he goes on to talk about coconut, and he says, a rule of thumb, if you wouldn't eat it, then don't use it on your skin. I thought that was kind of cute myself. Now, we have some marvelous skincare products in the Neekin business, which I know are very beneficial to our bodies. They're organic, and I think the combination of utilizing the two would be absolutely marvelous. Let's talk about, he goes on to talk about hair care and how hair care is so important. It says, coconut oil can do wonders for your hair. It will give you a shine and healthy luster, as well as enrich its natural color. Some claim that it actually helps prevent both premature grain and baldness. It also is great for the scalp and helps control dandruff. And basically, as a hair treatment, he talks about how you use 1 to 2 teaspoons of oil in a good amount, and basically go into and put that on the head and pretty much absorb it in like a massage. And the longer you take to washing it out, basically, the better off it is. One of the other things he says, the coconut milk is also known as an excellent hair conditioner, giving hair body and luster. He says it would use it like you would the oil. You can pretty much drench your hair in that. And it's, he goes on to say, using it as you would the oil, it is reported that using coconut oil milk just like this promotes the hair growth. And if your hair is beginning to turn gray, the new growth will come in hair color. Boy, wouldn't a lot of people like that. And I don't know why it is. It seems like the older we get and that gray starts to come in, the more we want to hide that. And in my opinion, gray is beautiful as far as I'm concerned. So you can tell I don't tie my hair. Basically, he goes on to talk about suntan oil. That suntan oil, in the original form of suntan oil, of course, came from the people in the tropics because they have a lot of coconuts. But actually, in commercial products that were developed here in North America or whatever, one of the main ingredients that they utilized was coconut oil for commercial suntans. If you eat or have eaten a diet rich in unsaturated fats, that's like soybean, corn, canola oil, safflower oils, and so forth, which I used to eat a lot before I got on the program, even way back when. He goes on to say that you will be more prone to burning. In other words, the products, oils that you use like that, for some reason, allow the skin to burn more. He says as you get more sun exposure, your body will adjust by producing more melanin, M-E-L-A-N-I-N. And what that is that's basically the dark pigment in the skin that helps protect you from sunburn. And he talks about how even just eating coconut oil itself, or utilizing it for cooking, or drinking it in your coconut milk or whatever, that how much more beneficial that is to our body, particularly when we go out in the sun. And then he goes on to talk about injuries and infections. He says that coconut oil will speed the healing of all types of injuries and infections. Injuries, infections, growths, warts and moles, and blemishes of every kind respond very well to coconut oil therapy. Warm the oil first. Put the coconut in a hot water until the oil is very warm, not just lukewarm, but very warm. He says warm oil is absorbed more efficiently and penetrates deeper. So for those of us that have those particular problems, he says the secret to getting the best results with coconut oil is to keep using it continually on any injury or infected spot until healed. And you can do that by either using Band-Aids or whatever, of course, the oil being a slick subject. Sometimes the normal Band-Aids don't work too well. And he goes on to talk about warts. He says, and this is him personally, he said, I started using it about a month ago. Excuse me, it's about another person that he knows about. He says, I started using it about a month ago on my skin. Every day, and I have very dry and sensitive skin. I had some places on the back of my legs and the tips of my feet that have had tiny warts on them, and within a week they all fell off. So I thought that was pretty interesting. Now let's go internally really quick. We're getting, just kind of getting away from you here. What is the maintenance dose of what we should basically, what he considers to be a maintenance dose and things that we can utilize on a daily basis? Well, it has to do with our weight. And what he goes to say here, and I'll just hit this real quick, for people that are 100 pounds, you should be getting at least 2.5 tablespoons of oil. 125 pounds, 3 tablespoons of oil. 150 pounds, 3.5. And anybody over 175 pounds, which is me, I need at least minimum of 4 just to basically maintain and the benefits of coconut oil in my body. And he goes on to say that even if you don't like coconut oil, he said just utilizing a teaspoon a day would be more beneficial to the body and not using it. And you can do that in a lot of different ways. You can do that through coconut milk. You know, when we get into the coconut milk, we find that this graph shows a coconut oil milk in ounces. So if we have just 1 ounce of coconut milk, we're basically getting a half a teaspoon, tablespoon of oil. If we use 3 ounces of milk in a smoothie or however you use it in cooking, you get 1 tablespoon. If you use 4 ounces of milk, 1.5, you use 6 ounces of milk, you get 2 tablespoons of basically of coconut oil. If you use 10 ounces of milk, you get 3.5. So if somebody didn't like taking the coconut oil as an example and putting it in their mouth or utilizing it for cooking, just drinking the coconut milk at 10 ounces a day, however you would want to do that, 2 ounces at a time or 5 ounces at a time or whatever, that you will receive 3.5 ounces of coconut milk. And that's one way that a lot of people do it. Some people don't like coconut oil or oils in their mouth. It kind of gives them sometimes a funny response. Shredded or grated coconut, basically, oil, coconut is good. You can use it in salad and smoothies, and I think Ruth talked about that a little bit, that she's putting the shredded coconut in her smoothie. You can get coconut oil through flour. You can also get it through the milk. You can get it through the water, coconut water. But, of course, getting the best results is that many people eat. Many people can testify that coconut oil is a form or another has significantly changed their lives for the better, and I can definitely feel that that's personally what it's done for me. Another reason people don't get the results, and he talks about how any time we change, just like this program, when we get on this program, sometimes we think that we should immediately, whatever is happening to us should change right away because we're eating better foods or we're doing exercising or we're drinking the water, we're using the magnetic mattress pad to sleep on, and we immediately get results. Now, some people do, but because we're all different chemically and whatever, we might not get the result. If I talk to you about how something has helped me in a time frame, you might do exactly the same thing, but you might not get the same result. It might take longer for you to get it, to get that basic result. But most people, just like even utilizing our magnet products, when we talk to people about magnetic products and we put it on their body and they don't get instant relief, all of a sudden, well, these magnetics, they're no good, you know. But what they don't realize is that a magnet is a magnet is a magnet is a magnet. It is working in our body all the time. It is beneficial to our body. Because we all have different toxins and everything else, we have particular, our bodies don't react positively to it. Precautions with basically coconut oil, and it says, is coconut oil safe? It goes on to say, if the medium-chain fatty acids in coconut oil are powerful enough to kill bacteria, viruses, and parasites, couldn't they harm us as well? This is the question. And basically, he goes on to say that, consider this, nature puts medium-chain fatty acids in mother's breast milk. If it is safe enough for a newborn infant, it should be safe enough for anyone else. Now, one of the things I want to get into real quick is allergies and food sensitives. What I would suggest, and he suggests, that if you're concerned about if you have allergies or your skin's real sensitive and has to take some coconut oil, rub it on your inside of your arm like a little bit, like we've all heard sometimes in checking to see if we're allergic to certain cosmetics or different things or whatever. Just rub it on there and leave it on there, and it will absorb into your body and inject it for 24 hours. And if it doesn't become like a red little rash or turn red, then you're probably not sensitive or allergic to it. Now, I do want to talk about all the good things, and I'd like to wrap this call up by basically talking about the real danger of coconut. And it talks about neurological damage. It goes on to say, and I'm going to read this verbiage, coconut is one of the safest foods you can eat. It's hyperallergenic and has no harmful side effects. However, There is one caution you should be aware of, especially if you live where coconuts are plentiful. Those people who live in the coconut-growing season of the world have a much higher incidence of coconut-induced brain injuries. Only listen to this. This is a fact. This is something we need to be aware of. Doctors agree that the greatest harm a coconut can do for you is to fall on your head. It has been reported that despite its superior nutritional properties, a hard, heavy coconut can deliver a powerful impact when dropped out of a 100-foot tree. And so believe that. So what can we do what can we conclude from this? There is a far greater danger in standing next to a coconut palm than there is in eating a coconut. So enjoy using coconut. Make it a part of your life. It may just be your key to happiness, health, and beauty. And I kind of really enjoyed that particular chapter. Anybody have any questions or comments you'd like to make?
Yes, Mackie. What was the title of the book again?
It's called Coconut Cures, Prevent, in big letters. And then it goes on and says, on the front it says, Preventing and Treating Common Health Problems with Coconut by a gentleman called Bruce Fife, Dr. Bruce Fife. You can look it up on the Internet. And on the back of it, in the back of the book, it talks about all the different type of things like Crohn's disease, constipation, just I'm going to hit a few, diabetes, diaper rash. Boy, if I was raising children again, that's one of the things I'd utilize on my children every time I change the diaper, just because of the things that it can basically do. Drain nasal passages. It goes on to basically ear infections, and it talks about kidney stones, on how if you have kidney stones or know anybody that does, how they can benefit from using coconut water. And it comes with quite a few of the diseases and what he recommends. I'm not a medical doctor, so it's just things that he does in here, from anywhere from liver disorders to thyroid to wrinkles to urinary tract infections and so forth. Anybody else have a question?
Yeah, I found it on Amazon.
Good. Okay.
Monty, I have a question.
Yeah.
The ratio of, I wasn't able to get down the ratio of the ounces of oil to in the milk.
Okay.
You were talking about how much to eat.
Okay, in one ounce of coconut milk, there's a half a tablespoon of coconut oil. So if you have 2 ounces, it's 3/4 of a tablespoon. 3 ounces would be 1 tablespoon. 4 ounces would be 1.5. 5 ounces would be 1 3/4 tablespoon. 6 ounces would be 2 tablespoons. 7 ounces would be 2.5 tablespoons of coconut oil. 8 ounces would be 2 3/4. 9 ounces would be 3 tablespoons.
That's okay. I don't need that many. I'm going to extrapolate from that, but. Then how much, you were talking also about how big you are and how much oil you have at the same time. Just give me a couple and then we can, give me the lowest and the highest. You said 175 pounds was 4 tablespoons a day?
Yes, 170 pounds and above is 4 tablespoons of oil a day.
And then what was the low you gave?
I gave a low of 100 because it is 2.5 tablespoons a day if you weigh 100. If you weigh 150 as an example, it's 3.5. It even goes so far down as that there people are starting to use a lot of coconut oil in babies, again because of the medium-chain fatty acids, and it even goes down to like 25 pounds. If a person had 25 pounds of the tablespoon, the daily suggested dose would be 1 tablespoon of oil. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that we got to take that all at one time. We just need to make sure that we consume that amount of oil of 3.5 tablespoons he recommends in a maintenance dose, totally, basically utilize it in cooking, making smoothies, through the coconut flour, just basically eating coconut meat, which I know you have done, or eating the shredded coconut, things like that, and that's just to make sure we get that minimum amount. Now, like I said earlier, is if you just can't get that much, then you can just a little bit, a teaspoon a day would be more beneficial to you than anything else.
Oh, thank you. By the way, also, I did put some coconut in my smoothie, but I used coconut oils works the best, and I found that I wasn't able to get the coconut, which was a dry, really dried one, to blend up all that smoothly.
Thank you. One of the other things I'm looking for, maybe anybody can help me, but I know they sell coconuts in grocery stores. They're usually the mature ones because they have the real brown husk. But the coconut, and the reason I'd like to find out where I can get some, and that is the green coconuts. They're basically green in color, and that's where they say that the coconut water is the freshest. And I'm wondering if people have any suggestions on where I can find some green coconuts.
I do know where, Monty.
Go!
Hawaii!
Costa Rica.
You
on the head.
Yeah. Remember, that's the worst danger that can come from coconut oil, getting hit in the head. Coconut, I should say.
We found them, but they were great big, and they had a husk on the outside that was green, and then the brown part was inside, was it not?
On green coconuts?
Now the green, in Costa Rica, we found them, they were great big, and they had a big green husk on the outside.
But they had the brown inside?
I'm trying to remember if I'm not positive if they had brown on the inside or not. It seems like we did stick it, but I'm not really positive. Maybe I was just expecting it to be a husk on the outside of the brown, but I'm not sure if they did or not. Maybe somebody else knows.
Does anybody else have any comments before we wrap today? Get on with another new weekend coming up that we can enjoy. And
Monty, these details that you give about how much to take, do you have that so that it can be emailed?
No, I don't. It's in the book. I'm not too sharp with about scanning things and putting it into email or whatever, but I can certainly try for you, I guess.
I'd like to have some of those details.
Well, I'm going to try to put them in this letter.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
But it's these ounces. Let's see. Okay, well, thank you, Monty. Thank you very much.
Okay. Anybody else have any comments? If not, we're going to wrap it up.
Fantastic call.
Well, have a great weekend. Enjoy life. Smile. Hug somebody. Talk to somebody about maybe some ideas or maybe some products or look at your goals and whatever. And if all the things that we've talked about this last week are all very important to each and every one of us, just read those labels and know that we want to get those toxins out of our body as much as we can. And one of the things I've found out in life in doing some reading is that I should do doing some research and reading, that everything we put in our mouth is a form of detoxification. We're either detoxing or we're adding to. So if we eat foods that have a lot of herbicides, pesticides, toxins, that sort of stuff in it, we're pretty much adding to the problem in our bodies that we have. If we put good things in our bodies, from alkaline food to good foods that don't have herbicides and pesticides or bad sweeteners or certain things that we know that our body is happening to our body, basically we are detoxifying. So that's it. Even when we drink water, just good old magnetic water, every time you drink it, it's getting more into our cells, and we're in a form of detoxation. So just have a great weekend. Stay excited, and Mary Lee will be here on Monday with back to some basics in regards to the program. So have a great weekend. Talk to you all later.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Marty.
Thanks, Bonnie.